"Sir, you paid me two bills instead of one," said she, trembling in every limb.
"Two bills? Did I? Let me see. Well, so I did. But did you just find it out? Why did you not bring it back sooner?"
Susan blushed and hung her head.
"You wanted to keep it, I suppose," said he. "Well, I am glad your mother was more honest than you, or I should have been $5 poorer and none the wiser."
"My mother knows nothing about it, sir," said Susan. "I brought it back before I went home." The old man looked at the child, and as he saw the tears rolling down her cheeks, he seemed touched by her distress. Putting his hand in his pocket, he drew out a shilling and offered it to her.
"No, sir, I thank you," sobbed she. "I do not want to be paid for doing right. I only wish you would not think me dishonest, for indeed it was a sore temptation. Oh, sir, if you had ever seen those you love best wanting the common comforts of life, you would know how hard it is for us always to do unto others as we would have others do unto us."
The heart of the selfish man was touched.
"There be things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise," murmured he,
as he bade the little girl good night and entered his house, a sadder and, it is to be hoped, a better man. Susan returned to her humble home with a lightened heart, and through the course of a long and useful life she never forgot her first temptation.